Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Or two. Right now, though, it is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives that has nothing to do with sports?
Massive thank you to Thommy, to his special lady, to the folks at the Gaithersburg Arts Barn. A tremendous time was had by all. The show sold out, which is always awesome. Very, very cool to have that happen before. No walk-ups, GP. I was worried when the rain started to fall that we were going to lose our walk-ups. Well, you know what cost the walk-ups was the pre-sale sellout Saturday night in Gaithersburg. That's as much fun as I've had on stage in a long time. That was a blast. Appreciate everybody that came out. Some good banter with some GND listeners, my friend. We're very popular. We're very popular among a small subsection of people in Gaithersburg. There's a small group that thinks GND are just swell, and many of them came to that show. It was a great time.
Why a small group, do you think?
Well, I don't know. They were motivated enough to come to the old stand-up performance of your pal, and they were all singing our praises. They liked our radio program. I'm guessing it's not an overwhelming cross-section of the population, but maybe it is.
Maybe it's larger. We don't know. That's very good. It is time for my double play. I want to go see Thor. Have not had a chance to do that yet. I'm hearing great things about the movie. This is the new release. This is the new version of Thor. Just hit the theaters. My guy, the Dreamboat, everybody's favorite, Chris Hemsworth, star of the show. Cate Blanchett's in the movie. Idris Elba is one of my favorite actors.
So
Jeff
good.
Goldblum. The cast with Mark Ruffalo as Hawk, as always. Bruce Banner is awesome. I need to go see Thor, and I haven't yet. I would like anybody who has seen it to tweet me, if you could, at Grant H. Paulson. Let me know what you think. I'd be curious for a rating, a review from you guys on the movie. Are you in on Thor? Where do you rank this in some of the superhero series that have begun now via film that we have, like, that have created their own genres?
So, I haven't seen it yet because I very rarely get out to be able to see movies anymore. But I'm excited about this one. They've gone in kind of a more fun direction, I think, as opposed to One Direction. There's kind of the rep or the scouting report is this is kind of like a buddy cop movie where it's Thor and Hulk kind of rolling around doing funny business together.
I like their interactions in all the Avengers movies. I think that's got potential.
What Marvel has done, I think, really, really well is have serious gravitational things. In other words, big events that are world catastrophe type stuff, right? But still manage to inject some humor and not take itself too seriously. DC, in the wake of Christopher Nolan making incredible Batman movies, basically tried to recreate that with guys that can't recreate that. So their hyper-serious stuff, just it leads to eye rolls. Like Jesse Eisenberg's weird character of Lex Luthor and Henry Cavill, I think they kind of missed the mark a little bit with the first Superman reboot, even though I actually kind of liked it. But just they haven't been able to do what Marvel has done. Now, who knows if this is too far, if it's just too funny at times to give you kind of the serious payoffs, but it looks great, and I actually do want to see it.
So I was trying to put together my list a little bit earlier on the different movies that I've really, really liked. Not necessarily a ranking of the films, but of the characters and which ones have been best done. So the Batman movies that Nolan did, really The Dark Knight, Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises, to me, that takes the cake. It's over. Everyone else is competing for second place. You can't do any better than that. Christopher Nolan directing, Batman, Christian Bale.
Where is she?
That's not going to be top.
Just excellent.
Just separate that. Here's
how I summarize it. He flipped the truck. Everybody else is CGIing in a green screen. They drove a truck down the street and flipped it over. Christopher Nolan.
So that's number one for me. Number two, in terms of the superhero department, in terms of the movies that I've really enjoyed, Avengers, I would put second. Barely over Guardians of the Galaxy, which is now a couple deep. But I would put Avengers second. I think that there's been a lot of good that's come from that. I think it was the original, The Avengers 2012, was one of my favorite movies that I've seen. Forget superheroes, just period.
Not the Ralph Fiennes, Uma Thurman Avengers, which was a terrible movie in the 90s.
Slightly different. Then Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't expect to like Guardians of the Galaxy. It's too much space for me. It's too much weird characters with blue hair that have skills that aren't actual things that would happen on planet Earth. I don't like that kind of stuff, as you know. Sci-fi, whatever catch-me-all word I'll use, I hate it. I hate fake things like that. I actually really liked Guardians of the Galaxy. So Batman 1, Avengers 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And what I can't decide, and this is where I want your help, Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor, of the branched-off characters, what's best? Because I think the Hulk movies have mostly been awful.
They've all been bad. They've never gotten it right.
That Edward Norton character for Hulk was just horrific, and I've hated all the Hulk movies pretty much.
The Ang Lee one before that, they tried something. I give them credit for trying, but it just didn't work.
Spider-Man movies, mixed bag. I've actually really liked a couple of the Spider-Mans. Tobey Maguire, upside-down kiss with
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst movie. That one was good, but that's going back to when I was... That was probably 04, 05.
Willem Dafoe made that movie to me.
Yes.
James Franco's wooden. He's terrible in it. I actually hated those Spider-Man.
I loved the new Spider-Man that just came out with the young kid from Avengers. Loved the new Spider-Man. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's awesome. It's very, very good. It's kind of like campy and feels like it's a...
Exactly. They make it fun.
Absolutely. It's cool. So I like that movie. It's not good enough to get Spider-Man into this category with Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor. I'm leaving out of the list X-Men-type movies. Logan was awesome, but all of the things before that were pretty terrible, including Wolverine, which I almost walked out of in the theater. Deadpool, I think, is overrated. It was good. Don't get me wrong. I like Deadpool just fine. It's not on the level of Captain America, Iron Man, Thor. Of those three, what should be next on my list after Batman, Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy?
You didn't see... I'm trying to think. Do you count like the Blade movies as part of that, or that's not?
No. I'm going with the characters of your Marvel, even DC, but like your superhero movies where you branch off and now, oh, this was popular. He's going to have three movies now.
Gotcha.
Whatever that is.
I loved Doctor Strange, and I feel like I'm the only one shouting out this in it because Benedict Cumberbatch is incredible. He's so good. Rachel McAdams is in it. She's excellent. Mads Mikkelsen, who's like, I need a bad guy. Where do I go? Go with Mads Mikkelsen. He's got a scar on his face. He was Le Chiffre in the Bond movies. He's the perfect bad guy. He's like Mr. Bad Guy. Menacing accent. Very dark and brooding. It's a really good flick.
I'll check it out. It's too much for me, and it's a character I don't know / don't care about as a non-comic book guy. Whereas I know who Captain America is.
Sure.
I'm in on Iron Man. I was before the movies. But pick one of those three. I'm going to say Iron Man is my number four, and Thor and Captain America are 5 and 6.
The first Iron Man, I think, is what led to all this.
Yeah.
In other words, the first Iron Man, you get Robert Downey Jr. doing his business, and he's excellent. And all of a sudden, they go, we can't have a franchise. Like, if that movie doesn't do what it did, and if it wasn't as good as it was, you don't get to have
everything else.
Thor's. You don't get Captain America's. You don't get Civil War. You don't get the Avengers and stuff. That movie, to me, needs to always be remembered as kind of the thing that, we think we can do this?
So then I'll round out my list, and I'll go Iron Man 4, Captain America 5, Thor 6. But I will see the new Thor and get back to you. Curious to see what people think. Again, at Grant H. Paulson.
I want to go to the movies.
Beltway Blitz at noon. Get some popcorn and get some soda when you do it. Just don't tell Wadsden. You're listening to The Fan.
Folks, Danny Rouillet here for my pals at Tedbert Ford. You got to go see them. You got to do it because, quite simply, they're the best, Jerry. The best. Some cool things going on. 2017 Ford Explorer, $325 a month. 0% APR for 72 months. I'm going to say that one more time. Just make sure you're not confused about something. Right now at Tedbert Ford. Fairfax and Chantilly, just click away at tedbert.com, right? You can get a 2017 Ford Explorer for just $325 a month, 0% APR for 72 months. 2017 Ford Fusion, just like your boys. How about $199 a month, 0% APR for 72 months. Now, that's a good deal. You know what else is a great deal? The fact that I've filled up my car with gas 2 times since May. It is now November. That is what we like to call good value. Plenty of good value at Tedbert Ford all month long. Go see them. I'm telling you. You also get Tedbert for life. It's lifetime vehicle coverage. New, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get it. You buy some beater that's like 78,000 miles, 81,000, 96, you get the same coverage as the brand new car, folks. That's powertrain coverage, right? Big stuff. Engine, transmission, transfer case, little stuff. Like, they'll give you Virginia State inspection. They get it done for you. You got to go see my guys at Tedbert Ford, and please tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.